Morning. Five more minutes. And it will be man on. Oh. Oh. So, somebody lied to me. Well, it's a pleasure to share God's word with you this morning. Can you see that okay? Yeah, it's okay. All right. In our study of Genesis, we have examined different characters such as Noah, Abraham, and Isaac.
我哋研讀創世記嘅時候，我哋曾經查考過好多嘅人物，例如挪亞、亞伯拉罕同埋以撒。
And we will continue our look into Jacob's life today.
我哋今日會繼續去睇雅各嘅生平。
Today's passage is where we see God's grace transform Jacob from a deceiver to become Israel.
今日嘅信息，我哋会去睇到神点样去藉着佢嘅恩典去扭转，由雅各从一个嘅欺骗者成为以色列。
Now at this point, the narrator does not favorably portray Jacob at all.
喺呢一段嘅描述里边，作者并冇好对雅各有一个好好嘅描写。
The Bible describes Jacob as a deceiver.
圣经形容雅各系一个欺骗者。
Jacob takes advantage of his brother's hunger.
雅各因为乘住佢弟兄嘅肚饿而乘机取利。
By having Esau sell his birthright for a cup of vegetable soup.
因为一碗嘅红豆汤而去握取咗长子嘅名分。
Also, Jacob, with the help of his mother Rebekah, deceived his father Isaac in order to steal his older brother's blessing.
还有雅各借着佢妈咪利伯加嘅帮忙。 佢去呃咗佢个长，佢个孖生兄弟以扫嘅长子嘅名分嘅祝福。
And because of this,
因为咁样样，
Jacob has to flee for his life in fear of Esau's wrath.
雅各就要去逃亡，因为佢好恐惧以扫嘅愤怒。
So Jacob runs away from his homeland of Canaan.
雅各离开佢个家乡迦南嘅家乡。
Now, this idea of Jacob leaving his home sets the stage for his return.
这个雅各的离开是预备将来他将来会回到他的家乡那里。
In other words, from exile to restoration.
由流亡到回归。
So between his leaving and his return, God appears before Jacob two times.
从他离开迦南到回到家的时候，神两次向雅各显现。
God appears to Jacob in a dream.
第一次是在一个梦境里面。
And then later, God wrestles with Jacob at Peniel.
第二次是在比卢以勒那里跟他摔跤。
Now, the story of Jacob's exile from home to coming home is a common theme we find throughout the Bible.
雅各故事由逃亡到回家，其实是一个在圣经里面一个很普遍的主题。
I'll give you some examples.
我给一些例子大家。
In the New Testament, Luke chapter 15, it tells the story of the prodigal sons.
在新約路加福音第15章那裡，他講到浪子回頭這個故事。
In the story, the youngest son takes his birthright from his father, and he blows it away on useless things.
在浪子回頭的故事裡面，幼子拿了他家產之外，就任意的揮霍去浪費錢。
The youngest son leaves his home, and now he's homeless.
他離開了家，變成一個無家可歸的人。
He has nothing left.
乜嘢都冇晒。
So the prodigal son decides that he's going to go home.
於是佢就決定佢要翻返屋企。
And the scripture says, and while he was from a great distance, the father sees him, and the father comes running after his son.
喺經文嗰度講到，當佢仲係好遠遠嘅離開家門嘅時候，佢父親已經跑到佢面前去擁抱佢。
And when the father gets to his son, he embraces his son into his arms. For his lost son is now found.
个爸爸好大力嘅去拥抱佢，因为呢个儿子系失而复得。
For the prodigal son was once dead, but now alive.
呢一个儿子系曾经死咗，但系佢而家又再复活。
Now again, here's another example.
有另外一个嘅例子。
This theme is also seen in the people of God.
喺神嘅子民，我哋亦都睇到。
The people of God were forced to leave their homes and land under enemy invasion.
神的子民因为敌人的攻击，他们被迫要离开他们的家园。
One particular enemy were the Babylonians.
特别是巴比伦的入侵。
And while during their exile,
当佢哋逃亡嘅时候，
the people of God were always reminded by the prophets of a promise.
先知多次嘅去提醒佢哋神嘅应许，
that one day they will return home.
终有一日佢哋一定会翻翻自己嘅屋企。
One day they will no longer live in exile.
佢哋有一日佢哋会再唔需要去逃亡。
And that the people of God will prevail over their enemies.
佢哋会战胜佢哋嘅敌人。
And another example,
另外一个例子，
can be found in the Garden of Eden.
就喺伊甸园里边。
Adam and Eve were expelled from paradise.
亚当同埋夏娃被逐出一个好似天堂咁嘅伊甸园。
They were exiled from paradise because of their sins.
佢哋因为被逐出系因为佢哋嘅罪。
And it is only in Jesus fulfilling the promise of defeating the serpent.
系正正系只系因为耶稣佢应验圣经嘅预言去打败魔鬼。
In Genesis 3:15,
喺创世纪三章十五节。
Does Jesus have victory over sin and death?
耶稣战胜死亡。
That by doing this, we can now see this idea of returning back home to paradise.
就因为咁，我哋可以睇到我哋会将会第时系翻翻去天堂嗰度。
Just going back home to the Garden of Eden.
翻翻去好似伊甸园咁嘅天堂度。
So this theme of exile because of sin and returning home is a very important theme.
所以我哋睇到喺圣经里边，因为罪而要逃亡，但跟住又翻翻去屋企嘅时候，系一个好重要嘅一个嘅主题。
Now in our study today,
喺我哋今日查考嘅经文里边
，A man appears before Jacob.
有一个人喺雅各面前出现。
Jacob was alone.
雅各是孤单一个人。
And they wrestled each other all night long.
他们同神互相的摔跤。
We find out later that the man is God.
我们之后知道这个是一个神人。
That this man wrestles with Jacob all throughout the night.
这个神人同雅各整夜的摔跤。
Now this is interesting because this is completely outside of Jacob's characteristic.
这个是一个很有趣的地方，因为摔跤不是雅各的脾性。
The Bible tells us that Esau, the older twin brother, is the strong hunter.
在圣经讲形容雅各的哥哥以扫是一个很叻的猎人。
That Jacob is described as somebody who is a quiet boy.
但雅各是一个平静安静的人。
He likes to stay at home.
他喜欢在家。
I see it as he was a mama's boy.
他是妈咪的弟弟。
That's a good translation. Richard had a hard time on the first service translating that one. And Jacob is not a physical specimen like Batman or Superman.
雅各唔系好似身形，唔系好似蝙蝠侠或者超人咁样。
So it's really surprising that Jacob would wrestle God all night long.
所以系一个惊喜嚟嘅，当我哋睇到雅各会整夜同嗰个天使摔跤。
But what we do know about Jacob is that he loves to be blessed.
但我哋知道一样嘢就系雅各好中意被祝福。
In verse 26, it talks about how he demands a blessing from this man or he will not leave.
在26节那里讲到，他要求那个神人一定要祝福他，否则他不会离开。
Now this aspect of Jacob is very in line of his characteristic.
这一方面的雅各就跟圣经讲了很吻合了。
Jacob always wants blessings.
他成日都想要祝福。
We see it in Jacob taking his brother's birthright.
我们从他拿长子嘅名分嘅时候，我哋睇到。
We see it in Jacob taking his father's blessing.
我哋从佢攞长子嘅祝福嘅时候，我哋睇到。
We see it in Genesis 28 when he demands that God is faithful in order for him to be faithful.
喺创世纪28章15节嗰度，我哋睇到佢系点样要求神要保证佢嘅安全。
Jacob is always watching out for himself.
雅各佢好识得点样照顾自己。
And Jacob is always looking out for ways that he can be blessed.
他永远都去睇下点样样可以得到神嘅祝福。
I think it's important for me to say that this story does not mean that we can earn blessings.
当然，圣经呢度唔系讲紧我哋可以自己可以赚到一啲嘅祝福。
This story doesn't tell us that if we wrestle God all night long, we get what we want.
亦都唔系讲话我哋只要同神整夜嘅去较力，我哋一定可以。达到神可以神会达到我哋任何要求。
The story doesn't tell us that we have the strength to match God in battle.
亦都唔系话俾你听，我哋有我哋嘅，我哋系有力量可以同打低神。
It's safe to say that we cannot earn blessings.
好重要嘅系我哋自己唔可以赚取祝福。
So then, what is the story about?
咁究竟呢个故仔系话俾我哋听乜嘢咧？
The story is about God's grace and mercy.
呢个系讲紧神嘅恩典同佢嘅怜悯。
It is in God's grace and mercy that Jacob receives a blessing from this man.
就系因为神嘅恩典同埋怜悯，所以神祝福雅各。
And the blessing that Jacob receives comes in the form of a new name, a new identity.
神俾雅各嘅祝福系用一个新嘅名同埋新一个新嘅身份。
I know you can't see that, but it actually it's spelled H-O-L-A, and that's a Spanish word for hello.
下边嗰个字系 H-O-L-A， 系一个西班牙语嘅 hello。
Yeah, I thought it was clever. You know, hello, my new name is... Anyways. I tried. It didn't work. So Jacob receives a new name, a new identity.
雅各有一个新的名字和一个新的身份。
And that name is Israel.
这个名字叫以色列。
Which can mean he strives with God.
可以解释是他同神力搏。
Another meaning can be God strives.
另外一个嘅译法就系神战胜。
Now most translations, except for the NIV, understands this meaning of Israel as God strives.
喺好多其他嘅翻译本，除咗呢个新译本之外咧，都系讲紧用一个翻译就系神佢争斗而佢战胜。
So in verse 28, it does not mean that that Jacob defeated God in a physical match.
所以在第28节那里不是讲的话雅各和神摔跤而雅各是打败了神。
But that Jacob persevered with God.
而是雅各的坚持的与神。
See, Jacob was a man broken, and he was a broken spirit. He was exiled from home. He had nothing.
雅各是一个心碎，是一个忧伤的人。
So in this moment,A broken man saw an opportunity, and so he sought the Lord's favor.
一个忧伤嘅人，佢睇到呢个机会，佢希望捉紧找神，捉紧神，希望得到神嘅喜悦。
In Hosea chapter 12, verses 2 to 4, Hosea recalls this wrestling match, and he tells this to the people of God.
喺何西亚书第十二章嗰度，佢讲到呢一个嘅雅各与神摔跤呢个故仔。
The word of God says, The Lord has an indictment against Judah and will punish Jacob according to his deeds. In the womb, he took his brother by the heel, and in his manhood, he strove with God. So he strove with God, strive with God. He strove with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor. He met God at Bethel, and there God spoke with us.
在何西亚书第十二章第二至第四节那里这样说。耶和华与犹大争辩，必照雅各所行的惩罚他。他按他所做的报应他。他在腹中找住哥哥的脚跟，壮年的时候与神较力，与天使较力，并且得胜，哭泣恳求，在伯特利遇见耶和华。耶和华万军之神在那里，晓谕我们以色列人。耶和华是他可纪念的名。
So Jacob.Would not relent unless he receives a blessing.
雅各唔会放弃，除非佢得到神嘅祝福。
And God, by His grace, blesses Jacob with a new identity.
神又藉着佢嘅恩典，佢祝福雅各，用一个新嘅，俾佢一个新嘅身份。
So for Jacob, a new name equals a new destiny.
对于雅各嚟讲，一个新嘅名系一个新嘅方向目标。
That Jacob would no longer be known as a deceiver.
雅各再唔会系以前嗰个嘅欺骗者。
Instead, Jacob will be known as the blessed one.
相反，佢会系一个蒙福嘅人。
Whom God strives and prevails through.
系一个神同佢争斗而神战胜嘅人。
And that this story, Jacob's story, would be the story which future generations of Israelites would look to know God's power to prevail and have victory.
而呢个雅各嘅故仔系将来我哋嘅子子孙孙都会去睇到点样去仰望神，去睇咗神嘅能力而去喺征战嗰度系得胜。
In that same passage in Hosea chapter 12, Verses 5 to 6 follows, and it says, "The Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial name. So Hosea is saying this to the people of God, so you, by the help of your God, return, hold fast to love and justice, and wait continually for your Lord."
在何西亚书第十二章第五至到第六节那里说，与天使较力并且得胜，哭泣恳求，在伯特利遇见耶和华。耶和华万军之神在那里，晓谕我们以色列人。耶和华是他可纪念的名，所以你当归向你的神，谨守仁爱、公平，常常等候你的神。
That God could prevail over such a terrible person with a terrible situation means that it gave hope to the people.
神可以同一个咁难搞嘅人去争战，而且去战胜，呢个系俾咗我哋一个嘅希望。
All of Jacob's descendants would look upon Jacob's experience and themselves would be encouraged.
雅各嘅后代可以睇到呢一个嘅故事而系经历，而系被激励。
And it is this change of identity and God's promise to Jacob that he now makes his way back home to Canaan.
就系因为佢呢个身份嘅改变，同埋佢睇到神嘅应许嘅话，雅各可以翻到去迦南嗰度。
I guess you could say the prodigal son is getting ready to come home.
我哋可以讲呢个浪子已经准备翻屋企。
Now this is wonderful news.
呢一个系一个好嘅信息。
This is good news.
一个好嘅信息。
So, as I was wrestling with this, I asked the question, what does home mean for us?
当我去睇呢段圣经嘅时候，我会谂，究竟屋企对于我哋讲系咩意思呢？
What does home mean for the prodigal son?
对于个浪子嚟讲，屋企系咩意思呢？
What does home mean for the people of Israel?
对于以色列民嚟讲，屋企或者家系咩个意思呢？
What does home mean for humanity that is marred by sin and death?
对于我哋呢啲有罪、会死亡嘅人嚟讲，屋企又系咩意思呢？
And what does home mean for Jacob?
对于雅各来讲，翻屋企又系咩意思呢？
For the prodigal son, home meant embrace and family, provisions, shelter.
对于个浪子来讲，屋企系一个拥抱，系家庭，系供应，系一个栖身之所。
For the people of God, going home means to have an identity, to have community, to have freedom from oppression.
对于神嘅子民来讲，翻屋企系一个身份，是一个相交，是一个从罪里面得释放，得到自由的一个表现。
For humanity marred by sin and death, home means paradise, absence from sin and death, holiness, relationship with God, our creator.
对于我们这些人来讲，回家是正等于天堂，是脱离罪和死亡的捆绑，成圣，同神和复一个好的关系。
And for Jacob to go home means reconciliation with his brother, a new life from who he used to be, buying a new land in Canaan and fulfilling God's promise to Abraham and Isaac and now to him, Jacob.
而对于雅各来讲，回家是跟以扫他和好，有一个新的生命，他可以回到去迦南地那里，对和神的应许的实现是他神对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各以撒和雅各应许的实现。
So no matter how far away you are from God today,
无论你现在和神的关系的距离有多远，
Only God's mercy and grace through Jesus Christ is sufficient for us to go back to God.
只有神的恩典和他的怜悯是足够我们可以回到他的身边。
God in his mercy and grace wants to bring sinners home to him.
神的恩典和他的怜悯，他希望将罪人带到他回他的身边。
This is the good news.
这个是好的消息。
That no matter how far you are away, God longs to bring you home.
因为无论你现在是距离神有多远，神都很期待的你回到他的身边。
That is the message of hope.
这个是一个希望。
That's Jacob's message.
是雅各的信息。
Jacob's story is about a sinner's restoration back to God.
雅各故事是一个罪人怎样可以回到神的身边。
Jacob becomes Israel, a prevailer not over God,
雅各是 雅各是成为一个与神争战，他不是打败神。
But that God prevails by making him an image of restoration.
而是神去战胜，将雅各去回复一个新的关系。
So today, if you need to experience God's rich mercy, surrender your life to His mercy and to His grace and His warm embrace.
所以如果今天你想要得到神的怜悯和恩典的时候，我们就要将我们自己的生命交给神，你就可以去经历到怎样可以与神有一个好的关系。
And experience God's power to restore you back to Him.
去经历神的大能，怎样可以将我们带回到神那里。
Let us pray.
请我们祈祷。